This is a Bitcoin hardware wallet.
Yes. All right, guys. I think everyone's. It's about time, right? It's about time to do the unveiling, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Do you want to do a quick drum roll? All right. So this is it, guys. I'm about to show you something really cool. What up, Vigilantes? I'm right here with Zach. Zach is for real. You for real, man? Are you for real?
I think so.
All right, so you guys heard of Ledger Nano, Trezors, and here we have this box with this. It says Foundation. It has a little triangle. What is Foundation?
Sure. So Foundation Devices is our company. I'm co-founder and CEO. We make sovereign computing devices. We're trying to empower everyday individuals with sovereignty. And so this is our passport badge to our Bitcoin hardware wallet.
So this is a Bitcoin hardware wallet. Is it open source?
It is. So actually a little thing that's different about us is that Passport is fully open source, not just the firmware, but also the hardware designs, the schematics, the PCB design files, everything is open source.
Trezor is not open source.
Trezor is open source.
I thought it was.
Ledger is the one that's.
Oh, okay.
Ledger is completely closed source.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Ledger is the one that's. Okay, so Trezor is your competitor.
I mean,
in a
sense, we are competing with them, but you know, we're pretty focused. We're a Bitcoin only hardware wallet. We work really well with all of the leading edge Bitcoin ethers, like Multisig is like a first in class Multisig experience on Passport. We do stuff that like Ledger and Trezor can't do. So if you want to have like, you know, 50 different coins or something, then we're not really competing with them, right? Because we can't do that. But if you want to have the best Bitcoin self-custody experience, you know, Passport offers that.
Right on. Are you compatible with Samurai wallet?
So Samurai, unfortunately, is not compatible with any hardware wallets.
Oh.
Yes, it's a pure software wallet. But they have a tool called Sentinel. It's a separate app on Android that lets you manage, essentially looking at your public keys and track all your balances. And they are working on support for hardware wallets on Sentinel. And so I think we would be one of the first ones with compatibility with that app once they're ready.
So what led you down this path?
Sure.
To work on a Bitcoin-specific hardware wallet?
Yeah, so I've been, you know, in Bitcoin since 2013 or so, using, you know, the air gap computer, removing the Wi-Fi card before there were even hardware wallets.
Then, right.
You know, Trezor and Ledger came out around 2015, 2016, and, you know, the form factors, the experience hasn't really changed since then. You know, it's
right.
Kind of like they've been doing the same devices, small improvements, you know.
Right.
But kind of like the same thing, nothing that would make it easier for like a new person to Bitcoin to just take self-custody. It's like if I give someone a Trezor or a Ledger, I have to hold their hand through the whole process. You know, I can't just give it to them and say, get set up, because people make a lot of mistakes. There's a pretty high bar, a high learning curve.
Right.
So at some point, you know, we started the company about 2 years ago in April of 2020.
Wow, congratulations. Wow.
Yeah, we said this is crazy that everything's pretty stagnant, everything's really hard to use. Let's make something that is beautifully designed, that's actually intuitive and joy to use.
Nice.
While also being true to our principles.
Right? It looks like a little phone, guys, for back in the like 19, like when cell phones came out.
Well, we did that intentionally.
It looks
like an old Nokia, right?
Yeah, the old Nokia,
we did that intentionally because like one of our mantras is, you know, Bitcoin is already hard enough for someone to figure out. You shouldn't have to also learn how to use the hardware wallet. You shouldn't have to learn how to like, I'm going to enter this 8-digit PIN with 2 buttons on this tiny little screen. Like, you want it to be something you want to pick up, you want to turn on, you already know how to use it.
Right on.
But we also want to be true to our principles, right? We want to be fully open source, not with stack. We actually manufacture it in the USA as well. I think we might be the only ones doing that.
Dang, hey. What's up? What's going on?
We wanted America. This for ourselves. You know?
That's awesome.
Like, I was looking around, like, I don't want to be buying this stuff for my own Bitcoin. There was nothing out there, so like, fine, you know, it's 2020, we're just going to have to start a company and just start making what we want for ourselves.
All open source.
All open source.
How many audits I think we went into this.
We've done one security audit.
Okay.
It's by, if you know, the wallet.fail guys.
Wallet.fail. They're badass. Yeah.
So we paid them to do that. We did something a little different.
But they're still around?
They have their own consulting firm.
And so they're just doing consulting.
Security audits and other stuff now. So they're not as public as they were. They did some pretty badass presentations.
Yeah, they did.
Back in the day where they hacked every hardware wallet, like, on stage.
Yeah, that was incredible.
A few years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
So they did our security audit. And they said that we're the only ones who actually published it. So it's actually on our website, foundationdevice.com/security. You can go look at the PDF of their audit. And, you know, we did that because it aligns with the open source philosophy, right?
Right on.
We're going to commission a security audit. We're not going to keep it secret, even though it's kind of embarrassing because it's a list of all the things.
No. But that's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of it.
Exactly.
Break fast, fail fast, so we can fix it and then move forward.
So we not only published the audit, but we published a side-by-side PDF with our response and what we did to fix it, so you can kind of see the raw audit, but you can see our kind of explainer and response, what we did to address each issue that they found.
Are you looking forward to, like, doing continual audits as newer versions come out?
Yes. Yeah, so this is our batch 2 version. So we shipped 1,000 of our Founders Edition devices last year. So we uploaded this batch 2 update, but this is the same exact hardware and firmware architecture. So we didn't feel the need to do a new audit for this one because it's pretty much, you know, the same as the stuff that we've been shipping now for a year.
Okay.
But if and when we do new hardware architectures, new firmware, or significant updates, then obviously we'll recommission those guys or someone else.
How much will this puppy go for in the open market?
Yeah, so this is shipping the next 3 to 4 weeks. This is our batch 2 device. So we're manufacturing 2,500 of them. It's going for $199 right now. Once we start shipping, the price will jump up to $220.
Okay, right on. That's pretty legit. All right, guys. I think everyone's... It's about time, right? It's about time to do the unveiling, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Do you want to do a quick drum roll? All right.
That's great. Sure.
Or you can do the... right there. All right. So this is it, guys. I'm about to show you something really cool. Caught my attention. So I'm going to hold the box. And he's... Wow, dude. He just feels good.
Yeah.
Dude, this feels great. Yeah. Oh, wow.
I can talk
guys,
all day about
when
this.
When you guys hold this in your hand, you're gonna be like, damn, this is sexy. Okay. So I'm gonna show it to you guys. Ready? So this is the box. What else comes in here? Let's see.
Yeah, for sure. So we got the box itself. We got like a getting started card that'll link you to download our mobile app that we're coming out called Envoy. We got like a seed word, you know, write down your seed words. We got an industrial grade micro SD card. Now, this is good for doing an encrypted backup with Passport, which is awesome. So, like, if you lose it, it restores everything to your device, you know, like exactly how you had it before. You also use the SD card for firmware updates. So, you package one of these, you know, for you. This is not your everyday.
You can buy more from you?
Yeah, not from us right now, but we'll probably do that in the future.
Awesome.
Yeah. Then we also have a USB-C power only charging cable. So, this thing cannot transmit data, only power. And then we got SD adapters for both Lightning and USB-C. So for your iPhone or your Android phones, that you can immediately go through the whole setup experience and firmware update right from your phone without needing to go on the computer or anything like that.
All right, guys. Check this out. This is what you see when you look inside. Are you ready? I'm going to show it to them.
Sounds good.
So hold it.
Yeah, yeah.
And check this out, guys. We're going to go this camera first. Look at the inside. How sexy that looks. You see it? That's the adapters that just fell off.
It's all good, yeah.
For Android and Apple. It's got the wires in there. All right, so show them how it's like, it's like a little phone, right?
Yeah, so we got to cover.
You got to cover your face.
Yeah. So,
okay.
I'll get a couple of features on here. So we got this nice bright color IPS display. It's laminated to ultra-hard glass, so it's almost like
really. Here, let's go over there so that they can see it.
Yeah, definitely. And we got so color, you know, user interface and everything. And it's really cool. The back cover actually attaches magnetically. We've got the rechargeable, user replaceable, lithium-ion battery. And the entire structure of the device is metal. It's cast in zinc alloy. We plated it in real copper. So it's pretty. It has a good weight to it.
Yeah, it's a good vibe.
Yeah. Good weight to it. and then if the camera on the back is the primary way of using Passport, it's actually the camera and QR codes.
Nice.
Yeah.
Dude, right on, brother. This is pimp. I want to take one for a test drive.
Not one of these. These are one of our first five.
Oh, really?
Production.
Yeah. All right.
But,
maybe we can talk about that.
Yeah, we'll be shipping in the next, you know, 3-4 weeks. So definitely get you one for proper.
Awesome.
Proper look. Yeah.
This is beautiful, guys. This is gorgeous. This is amazing here. Let's cover our faces. Okay. Yeah. Look at this, guys. Look at this. Look at the inside. This is Bitcoin Don Rec, guys. Look at that bad boy. Oh, there you go. See? Zach, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Oh, this is great.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, likewise. Thank you so much. This is amazing. You really caught my attention. I mean, this is... I like that you're giving Trezor competition. It's about time. Get him.
I mean, get him. We don't like to say you should want to keep making it actually easier. We want to actually like using the hardware wallet, right? You don't want it to be something where you're always having to, you want to tell your mom or your friend or whoever you use Bitcoin and you got to walk them through it all. We want it to be something where you can just get someone's box, the whole experience themselves, and enjoy the experience. You know, make it lower the barrier to self custody and not keep this difficult as it is today.
Right on, right on. What's the future for Foundation Passport?
So,
where do you see yourself going as a company?
Yeah, so I mean, like I said, we're building tools to allow everyday people to become sovereign individuals, right? So we're going to keep making it easier to achieve sovereignty, both on Steam, but you know, make it easier and easier to store your Bitcoin, building out our mobile app Envoy, which right now is just like a companion for the hardware, but we'll build it out into a standalone app. And then just, you know, make it easier for you to continue to build hardware and software that allow you to better achieve sovereignty. You know, so that might be security just above just Bitcoin storage, where it's just going to like, make it easier to secure all your accounts, for example, factor authentication.
That's really cool.
We've got a lot ahead of us, yeah.
Okay, so would you ever consider, because I know like even the most hardcore BTC maximalists, if they had to choose a second coin, gun to the head, they would say Monero. Have you considered doing one for Monero?
We have not. Yes.
Okay.
So we're a Bitcoin-centric company. We think that the focus right now is really important. You know, what we've seen with some of the other hardware wallet companies is that by choosing to focus on lots of other coins, they actually lost track of all the innovation in Bitcoin. So, for example, they don't provide like a good multi-sig experience.
I see.
So we're trying to provide the most simple, pleasant, you know, Bitcoin experience that embraces all the latest Bitcoin features. That is amazing for power users and even new users alike. So I think that focus is really important. It allows us to keep like a small, lean team as well and move much faster. But you know, we'll see. Obviously, a lot of people have been sort of in this conversation and asking us about it. Yeah.
So. Oh, yeah, man. We like our privacy around here. So, let me ask you something. As a company, like, are you guys self-funded, or how do you
work? Yeah, sure, VC funded.
Okay, right on. Okay, and they're not tying you down to Envision. They're cool?
No,
cool VCs?
Here.
Okay.
Yeah, we're here. We're super upfront about, you know, our vision.
Nice.
About sovereignty, privacy, open source.
Right on.
Like that, we've been upfront about that from day one. It's like our thesis as a company.
That's awesome.
It's going to matter more and more in this decade. So I guess we end up finding investors that are, you know, philosophically aligned personally, as well as, you know, do our thing.
No, I mean, congratulations in doing that. That you found good investors.
It's a hard pitch, to be honest, especially in April 2020, and the world is shutting down.
Yeah,
and we're trying to raise money to pursue hardware and Bitcoin hardware, nonetheless. A little difficult, but we got past that, right? So,
dude, I'd love to know who these investors are. If you feel comfortable sharing, this is fucking awesome.
Yeah, we have a good amount of angels and stuff.
Okay, awesome.
Our seed round is led by Bolt, which is a early stage hardware investor. So this is their first foray in anything Bitcoin related.
Are they out of Austin, Texas?
No, they're out of California.
Okay, cool.
Austin.
Okay, right on.
Yes.
Well, good for them. You guys are awesome. That's a good house then. I'll keep them in mind.
We have a lot of, they don't really do much in the space at all.
Okay.
But because we're doing some really cool stuff with tightly integrated hardware and software, it kind of put their thesis and they want it. It's just some exposure to this industry, right? And
yeah.
Usually there's not many opportunities for investors that are looking at hardware and software to be exposed, you know, to this industry.
All right, guys. So look, this is what the market is about. It's about moving things forward. And you really are, I think you're really going to give the competitors a run for their money because this looks beautiful.
Yeah, word is spreading.
Gosh, it's just, I just want to hold it.
Yeah, I know, right? It has a good weight to it from the metal.
Yeah, I love the colors too.
Thank you.
Dude, you did a great job. Zach, this is awesome.
We call this like, we updated the design line. I know you got some good plausible liability in all sectors.
Oh, yeah. Can you help me?
People have customers pull this, they took it through like the airport. And
oh, dude.
Maybe that'll change for selling between some of them, but at least for right now.
No, that's one thing. That's one thing about, you know, crypto's only going to get more popular. Everyone knows what this looks like. And they're going to be like, oh, that's not fun. You know, so, man, I wonder if in the future there would be some way to just like we have phone cases, disguise this puppy as a phone.
People have asked also for like an optional like splash screen where when you turn it on, it looks like a phone. So they can just be like, look, this is a phone. And then you can still enter your PIN and go into the hardware wallet.
Well, why, okay, let me give you an idea.
Sure.
Create a Graphene OS interface that you actually have a phone.
Huh? I mean, that would be cool. Not this thing is a little low powered for that, right?
Okay.
This processor runs, I think it might be actually the fastest processor in a hardware wallet, believe it or not. It runs at about half a gigahertz, like 480 megahertz. But what you see in like a Android phone that can run Graphene or Calyx or something, I mean, you're looking at like a more recent, like high performance ARM processor. You're looking at in the gigahertz type territory. There's a lot more memory and everything. So it's very much like a different kind of beast. But look, I mean, long term roadmap, we are super interested in that kind of stuff. Yeah.
This is sexy looking.
Thank you.
So who the heck designed this?
We have this awesome head of design. His name's Andy. I like him to be like if Johnny Ive drove a Wrangler, you know, and have like a nice beard. Yeah, like libertarian.
Yeah, okay.
Industrial design.
That's awesome.
Software design. He's awesome. Yeah.
This is so cool. Yeah, it looks like it came from, like, this is like something that a real cool high-end car company would have built.
Yeah.
It has that vibe, man. It's so sexy.
The original version was chunkier. It didn't really have any, it didn't look as cool, I think. We decided to go for more inspiration from, like, little, like, kind of art deco flair, and call it a digital deco. You can see on the back, there's this light pattern. If you move it in the light, it's kind of cool. There's like these lines.
Yeah.
On the surface. We call it like, it probably can't see it on camera.
I can't see it unless they do this and cover our faces. Cover your face, yeah.
Try and see if you can see it when you move the light.
Yeah, they can see it. Yeah.
So we call it digital deco. It's our updated like design language here. So it's pretty distinct. I don't think much other. How many devices look like this right now?
Digital deco. I love Art Deco. No wonder I was attracted to it. I love Art Deco.
Yeah.
Awesome, man. This is great. Wow. Okay, so I see that there's like a camera-looking thing here.
There is.
What? It's a camera. For QR codes?
QR codes, yes. Yeah, so this passport is actually air-gapped. So what that means is that there's no Bluetooth. There's no Wi-Fi, there's no NFC, there's also no USB data. So you don't plug it into a computer. The only way to communicate with passport is with camera QR codes or with the micro SD slot on top. It actually works really well.
Which is right here, guys.
Yeah, which is right there. It works really well, especially with mobile, because you just have an app on your phone and you just flash a couple QR codes to the passport and it takes about a second for an unsigned transaction. Then you can look at the transaction details on the big screen. You can verify that, you know, address is right, amount is right. You sign the transaction, and then you just flash a couple of QR codes back to the phone. And that's how you sign. What's cool about that is that we have broad compatibility with, like, every popular mobile wallet and desktop wallet, actually, from Bitcoin.
Yeah.
So, like, it's so easy for developers to just plug in the passport because all you use is QR codes, you know. And that's one of the big things with hardware wallets, like, USB doesn't work on iPhones, right? So it's one of the things that's like hampered mobile adoption of of hardware wallets. You know, most of the hardware wallets are just stuck on your computer. Like,
right.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
Congratulations. Thank you. Are you seeking any more rounds of investment?
We probably will in the future, but not right now.
Yeah. That's the answer I like to hear. When entrepreneurs are like, I don't need your money, I don't want your money. But maybe in the future.
Maybe in the future. Yeah.
Pleasure to meet you, Zach.
Thank you so much.
Keep up the good work. And may the market reward you, my friend. This is amazing. All right, guys. Well, you heard it here first. And we will be in touch with you. Sounds good? Awesome.